The refugee death toll so far this year in the Mediterranean Sea has now reached 1,728, according to the International Organization for Migration. Charities and agencies that support refugees accuse EU leaders of turning their backs on the world's most vulnerable people. Many of the bloc's legislators agree.
The European Union has got to stop trying to outsource its responsibility. You know, we are perfectly capable of dealing with this situation and of rescuing people at sea.
During a debate inside the European Parliament, similar sentiments were expressed.
¿Cuántas personas han muerto?
How many people have died without politicians doing nothing to avoid it? Actually, they are doing the opposite. They are facilitating these deaths. The EU is supporting criminal policies that are turning the Mediterranean into the single biggest mass grave in the world. Our policies are covering ourselves in blood.
This week, EU leaders agreed to push ahead with plans to fund refugee centres in North African countries. Asylum seekers located at sea will be brought to these centres. Negotiations have already started with Egypt. Oxfam has issued a statement saying the leaders are offloading their responsibilities and it means refugees will continue to be trapped in appalling conditions both within and beyond EU territory. In the European Parliament, it has been claimed that refugees from across Africa are trying to reach Europe via Libya because criminal gangs can operate freely in the country.
There's been no mention here that it was EU member states bombing Libya in March 2011 that led directly to this state of affairs by backing regime change, which resulted in extreme violence and chaos.
Rights groups say the European Union's heartless Fortress Europe policy is working. There has been an 80% drop in the number of refugees crossing the Mediterranean so far this year compared to the same period last year. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.